Folks, democracy is over here in the United States. It's over. It's done. Did you see what they're doing? Because they're so far and so detached from reality that they can't deal with actual reality. They're actually making parodies of themselves. I mean, this is something you see in a Saturday Night Live skit. This isn't supposed to actually happen. Hey, I live in Miami, but I'm going to go to New York because I want to vote. Do you think they'll be checking IDs? I mean, what a freaking joke. But then again, we should entirely and completely expect that this is the next logical step in the decay and the destruction of what remains of American law and order here in these United States. There is an estimate. There was a piece out at the Epoch Times this morning. I didn't print it, but you can go to crusadechannel.com/epic and you could see it there. A guy that used to be the director of the CBP was at some hoop-de-doo conference or whatever this weekend, and he was asked by someone, how many people did he think the Biden regime had actually let in? You know, the official number is, we're deporting people every day. There's not, the official number is supposedly 800,000. That's not the number. This guy said that the number is actually closer to 2 million. 2 million. That sounds like an invasion force to me. And back to the story about Eric Adams. Adams said in a statement, he didn't sign it, but he just let it become law. I believe that New Yorkers should have a say in their government, which is why I have and will continue to support this important legislation. Well, I had some concerns about one aspect of the bill. I had a productive dialogue with my colleagues in government that put those concerns at ease. Well, I have an idea. Why have elections at all? What exactly is the point? You're not going to count actual people that live there. Folks, this is it. This is the end. And it's being brought about by the most likely of suspects, libtards. Did you see, I think we might have some audio. Do you have Pelosi audio today? Oh, why doesn't, we spent, 15, 18 months asking why regime leader Biden's family hadn't committed him to a sanitarium somewhere so he could just go away peacefully. And the elder abuse that they've subjected Papa Joe to. You might say the same thing of Nazi Pelosi's family. This is straight up elder abuse. The woman can't even, look, we thought it was because she was drunk. Now she's drunk and has dementia. She can't even form sentences any longer. She was out there on the usual suspect shows yesterday morning, looking as though the Undertaker had just done her makeup. That's how bad she looked. And look, and she was doing the complete whacked off because she couldn't finish the sentence. Well, Pelosi has to. I just find this just so juicy and delicious. The Democrats are going to go down. American democracy is going to end because of Mike Pence, Donald Trump, and half-naked, bearskin-clad Viking horn-hatted man. It's going to end because of January the 6th.
Wordsworth, Romney, field investigation finding obsolescence. Do you know why you're here, Mr. Wordsworth?
Yes, sir.
I'd ask you to speak up a little, if you will.
Yes, sir, I know why I'm here.
You've been under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months. You're found to be obsolete. The purpose of this hearing is to make a finding in the matter and make a sentence accordingly. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand that.
Your occupation, Mr. Wordsworth?
A librarian, sir.
A what?
A librarian, sir.
Has this man had counsel?
Yes, sir, he has.
Are you sure he knows his rights?
He's been given orientation, sir.
Mr. Wordsworth, I'm told that you've had counsel. Stand back in the light, Mr. Wordsworth! I'm told you've had counsel and been given orientation, Mr. Wordsworth, but I'm still not sure in my own mind that you understand the purpose of this hearing. The field investigators in your sector have classified you as obsolete. This finding carries with it serious implications. Do you understand that, Mr. Wordsworth? Now, I ask you again your occupation.
I am a librarian, sir. That is my occupation. That is my profession. If you people choose to call that obsolete...
Request clarification of the term?
Yes, the term, Mr. Wordsworth, you people, you make reference to the state?
I make reference to the state.
And you persist in declaring your occupation as being that of a librarian, is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
A librarian having to do with books.
Yes, sir, books.
Since there are no more books, Mr. Wordsworth, there are no more libraries. And of course it follows that there is very little call for the services of a librarian. Case in point, a minister. A minister would tell us that his function is that of preaching the word of God. And of course it follows that since the state has proven that there is no God, that would make the function of a minister somewhat academic as well.
There is a God.
You are in error, Mr. Wordsworth. There is no God. The state has proven that there is no God!
You cannot erase God with an edict.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning paper.
Marcus Aurelius, Dudas Meridius Maximus. Day two of our broadcast calendar for the year 2022. The Mike Church Show is on via live today. Conducting the signal task every single day of keeping live broadcast talk radio alive. Coming up on 30 years now. Call-in line telephone number is Talk Radio. You can call in if you wish. 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. I was just listening to Burgess Meredith and thinking that maybe there's a parody here with what is going on in Australia with Novak Djokovic. I'll ask you again, Mr. Djokovic, your occupation? I told you, I am tennis player from Serbia. Has this man had counsel? Yes, sir, he's received orientation. Stand back in the light, Mr. Novak! I'll ask you again, your occupation? You are obsolete. You are unvaccinated, Mr. Novak. You can just see this coming. I want to read the transcript of the interview given by the Pinko Commies in Australia to Novak Djokovic. If you're watching on Crusade Channel TV, you can see this on my screen now. If you're not, you should upgrade your Founders Pass membership, crusadechannel.com/upgrade. Resumed at 3:55 a.m. Stand back in the light, Mr. Novak. And since it would follow that there are no unvaccinated tennis players, that would make the service of an unvaccinated tennis player obsolete. Resumed, 3:55 a.m., interviewer. Now, Novak, based on the information you have provided us, that can be of assistance, I am just going to issue you a notice of intention to consider cancellation of your visa. So I'm just going to read out all the information. Djokovic, I don't understand, dude. You're canceling my visa? Or, interviewer, this is notice of intention. Stand back in the light, Mr. Djokovic. This is a notice of intention to consider cancellation under Section 116 of the Migration Act of 1958. So once I serve this notice to you, Djokovic, okay, I will give you like, you know, 20 minutes or whatever. If you need more time, you can request that. And you need to provide us reasons why we shouldn't cancel the visa. Ladies and gentlemen, they intended to bait Novak Djokovic to Australia to make a public humiliation spectacle out of him. I think they jacked with the wrong Serbian. Djokovic, whoa. I mean, I'm really failing to understand what else do you want me to provide to you. I have provided all the documents that Tennis Australia and the Victorian government has asked me to do in the last 3 or 4 weeks. This is what we have been doing. My agent and I have been in constant communication through my agent with Tennis Australia and the Victorian state government. The medical panel and the interviewer goes, yep, Djokovic. So they have allowed to have the medical exemption for the COVID vaccination. I applied, they approved. I just really don't know what else do you want me to say? What? I have nothing else. I arrived here because of these documents. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been allowed to come in. I just really don't understand what is the reason you don't allow me to enter your country. I have been waiting for 4 hours and I still fail to understand what's the main reason. Like, what? Lack of papers? Lack of what information do you need? Or, and then the interviewer tells Djokovic, stand back in the light, Mr. Djokovic. Yep. So I'm just going to read out all the information to you. And I'm going to give you a copy of this as well. So everything's in there. But yeah, I have to go through this process and then the explanation you have given me. I mean, you can give it to me after the time frame which we give you. The 20 minutes we have to give you. Djokovic, wait, dude. So literally, you're giving me legally 20 minutes to try to provide additional information that I don't have. At 4 o'clock in the morning? I mean, you kind of put me in a very awkward position. We're at 4 a.m, I can't call the director of Tennis Australia. I can't engage with anybody from the Victorian state government through Tennis Australia. You put me in a very uncomfortable position. I don't know what else I can tell you. I mean, everything that I was asked to do is right here. Interviewer, yeah. And I wouldn't be sitting here, Djokovic, and I wouldn't be sitting here in front of you if I wasn't complying to all the rules and regulations set by your government. So I don't know what I mean, to me, this is a little bit shocking that you are going to give me the notice to cancel my visa based on what?